Hello, welcome back to the Career Helpers Podcast. I'm Hyun Sim, and today I'm joined by
Paul Carey, Chief Club Editor of the Career Herald. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. And you?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Did you know that we've had about 400 episodes so far? That's a lot.
To be honest, I haven't been counting, but yeah, looking back, it seems like quite a few, doesn't it?
And today marks the 405th episode. And we're starting this episode with a story that I wrote recently about Fun Summer, which is a combination word between fun and consumer. 첫 번째로 오늘 하게 될 스토리는요, 뭐 재미를 우선시해서 출시된 펀슈머, 일종의 펀슈머라는 제품들이 연속적으로 안정성 논란에 휩싸였다는 소식입니다. So this story will be read by Paul.
Funsumer Products. Milk-inspired body wash sparks safety fears. Earlier this month, supermarket chain Home Plus announced a milk powder-scented body wash, an unexpected three-way collaboration with LG Household and Healthcare and Seoul Dairy Cooperative. The result set the internet abuzz over its quirky packaging that takes the shape of cartons of Seoul milk, the best-selling milk in the country. But the seemingly innocuous product, which has been described as part of the fun-sumer trend, a portmanteau between fun and consumer in Korea, soon faced a backlash following a viral tweet which showed the milk-inspired body wash being sold alongside actual cartons of milk. The tweet was accompanied by a photo that showed bottles of body wash which had similar packaging to that of Seoul milk cartons, except for an additional dispenser in a separate basket hung in front of the dairy aisle. Two bottles had already been taken. It looks like two of them have been sold, which is horrifying. What if it was elders who bought them? The tweet read, apparently concerned that people would mistake them for milk. Home Plus said a warning sign has been added, and that the beauty product has been placed away from actual milk cartons to avoid confusion.
Thank you. Appreciate that little voice acting you did with the when you wrote the quotes. So this was a bit of a wild story too, because when I first heard about it, I thought, who would confuse a body wash with actual milk?
But yeah,
you never know, because there's the people out there. And also, I think the problem arose when some staff at Home Plus decided to put them right next to actual milk, which, according to a spokesperson at Home Plus, has been changed now. But that right. made a bit of a fuss on the internet. So 그래서 이 펀슈머한 제품들이 처음에는 재밌게 재미를 우선시해서 나왔는데 좀 안정성 논란 때문에 좀 문제가 되고 있다는 소식이에요. So let's break down the story sentence by sentence. So in the first paragraph, there was this word, milk powder scented. So when something is something scented, what does that mean?
It means they've added some kind of perfume to make something smell like something else.
Right. Okay.
So they've obviously made it the body wash so that it smells like milk.
Okay. So 무언무언 scented 무슨 무슨 향이 난다라는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. And then there was this one. It was a three-way collaboration between Home Plus, LG Household and Healthcare, and Seoul Dairy Cooperative. It's a pretty self-explanatory. So 삼자라는 뜻으로 세 명이 포함돼 있는 뭐 이런 뜻으로 사용이 됐고요. In the next paragraph, the result set the internet abuzz. When something sets something abuzz, what is happening?
So you can think of like a buzz as, you know, that kind of conversational kind of sound.
Yeah.
You hear that background, lots
noise.
Of people talking.
Yeah.
So it kind of means that there are a lot of people talking about it. People are excited about it usually or, you know, very interested in it. And it's a topic of discussion.
Right.
So set the internet abuzz means that this conversation is happening in the internet.
So set the internet abuzz, 유용한 표현인데요. 인터넷을 시끄럽게 하다 라는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. set 다음에 명사가 오고 그 다음에 부사가 와서 이런 식으로 사용이 됩니다. I think there's a similar phrase, there are a couple of them. set the dance floor ablaze. I've seen these expressions here and there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, setting the dance floor ablaze is where you're kind of you're dancing very impressively, and everybody is kind of looking at you in awe and amazement.
I just find these phrases really useful when it comes to, I don't know, like churning out PR.
They're very colourful expressions.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes you need to kind of
to juice it up a little bit.
So you can also, like it says, set the internet abuzz, but you can either use a place or a group of people. So
you can set people abuzz.
So you can set like BTS fans abuzz, or for example, set Seoul abuzz or Hongdae.
Oh, okay. So set something abuzz. 유용한 표현이니까 좀 기억해서 나중에 꼭 써보시길 권장하겠고요. In the third paragraph, put the seemingly innocuous product. When something is seemingly something, it appears to be something.
So innocuous means that it's harmless, right?
Innocent.
So it seems to be harmless, seemingly innocuous. Seemingly
so it could
harmless.
Be not harmless.
So it kind of implies that it might be more than it looks.
Okay. And then there was this word. Portmanteau.
Yeah, portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
That's how we usually pronounce it. And it means, it's a word that describes when you put two words together and you make a new word. And that new word is a portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
There's, so many of them in Korean. It's very important part of learning the language.
A lot of English.
Yeah, there's quite a few in English too. Yeah.
Or you can just spell it out, a combination word between this and this.
So you can say it's a combination of fun and consumer.
Right. So, that is what portmanteau means. And 그냥 복합어, 이렇게 두 단어를 합쳐서 만든 신조어를 일컫는 표현이고요. And then moving on to the fourth paragraph, there was this word. The tweet was accompanied by a photo. When someone is accompanied by someone or something, what's going on?
It means it's joined, so the two go together. So it's joined by, or,
accompanied, In the last paragraph, this is kind of similar to seemingly. Apparently concerned that people would mistake them for milk. Yeah, so it apparently, when, you know, you can start the conversation by saying, apparently, what does that mean?
Well, if you start a conversation with, start a sentence with apparently,
it's a bit different here.
It kind of implies that you've heard some news. Whereas here, it's pretty much exactly the same meaning as seemingly. So it appears like these people appear to be concerned. It looks like they are concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can use this word when you are very certain but not 100% sure. Then you can go by, it appears to be seemingly, it'll seem so. These were phrases you can use. Apparently, 무엇 무엇으로 보이다라는 뜻으로 사용이 됐고요. Paul will read the story once again.
Funshima Projects. Milk-inspired body wash sparks safety fears. Earlier this month, supermarket chain Home Plus announced a milk powder-scented body wash, an unexpected three-way collaboration with LG Household and Healthcare and Seoul Dairy Cooperative. The result set the internet abuzz over its quirky packaging that takes the shape of cartons of Seoul milk, the best-selling milk in the country. But the seemingly innocuous product, which has been described as part of the fun-sumer trend, a portmanteau between fun and consumer in Korea, soon faced a backlash following a viral tweet which showed the milk-inspired body wash being sold alongside actual cartons of milk. The tweet was accompanied by a photo that showed bottles of body wash which had similar packaging to that of Seoul milk cartons, except for an additional dispenser in a separate basket hung in front of the dairy aisle. Two bottles had already been taken. It looks like two of them have been sold, which is horrifying. What if it was elders who bought them? The tweet read, apparently concerned that people would mistake them for milk. Home Plus said a warning sign has been added. and that the beauty product has been placed away from actual milk cartons to avoid confusion.
Yeah, and the second story today is from one of our reporters, Corjun Tech, and he wrote about the, he has this series of stories that he's doing on issues faced by people in Seoul. The latest one is about illegal parking. So Paul will read the story for us.
Illegally parked cars wreak havoc for drivers in Seoul. Paying fines for illegal parking has become a habit for Lee Hyung-seop, a 34-year-old office worker based in Junggu, central Seoul, where finding a parking spot by his workplace is nearly impossible on most days. Driving to and from his workplace, where designated parking space is not guaranteed, he spends most weekday mornings driving around every corner of the block trying to locate a spot that would be able to house his four-door sedan for 8 hours. He has cash waiting in his pocket, waiting to pay for whatever space he finds. But on some days, he just can't, eventually resorting to parking anywhere and taking the risk of paying the fine if a bill finds its way into his mailbox. I really try to live as a law-abiding citizen and a diligent employee who doesn't come late to work. But if I can't find a parking space in the morning, I have to give up on one of these two goals, said Lee. I'm not a fan of illegal parking, and I'm sure most people feel the same way. But what other choice do I have when I just can't find anywhere to park?
Thank you for reading. So this is, I'm sure this isn't a new issue. I mean, I've read some reaction online to this story, especially on Reddit, and people are saying what's new, what is where. But still, you know, this is worth highlighting. Let's look at the paragraphs. So in the first paragraph, there was this word, nearly.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly impossible. Yeah. I think this word people use a lot. What does that mean when something is when something is nearly something?
So nearly, it's not impossible to find a parking space, but it's very, very difficult. So it's nearly impossible, almost impossible.
Mm. Okay, so that is what it means, nearly, 거의라는 뜻으로 사용이 되겠고요. In the second paragraph, this is a fixed saying, isn't it? Isn't it a saying? Every, around every corner of the... Oh, so... There was a bit of a confusion here. So I think here it was used literally, right? Every
yes.
corner of the block. But I was thinking there's a saying, every corner of the world, when it doesn't literally
yeah.
mean every corner of the world, but just to kind of convey the meaning. They
Yeah, and know. Often in if you're using it like kind of as a general expression.
Yeah.
Then you can you don't have the of the part, so you can. I've searched in every corner and I just can't find it. So it means I've looked everywhere.
Okay. So 모든 구석 직역한 그런 뜻인데 여기서는 물론 한 블록에 있는 모든 구석 구석을 이라는 식으로 사용이 됐는데 가끔 every corner를 영어에서는 어디든지 다 찾아봤는데 다 없었다 뭐 이런 식의 의미를 전달할 때도 사용이 되고요. In the third paragraph, this is another useful verb, eventually resorting to parking anywhere. Resorting to.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is quite a useful expression, actually. It's used when you don't really want to do something, but it's kind of your last option, or you don't have many options, so you take this bad option. So you're reluctant, you don't want to do it. But this is the only option you have, or one of a few bad options. So you resort to doing this thing that you didn't want to do.
Right, like the last straw kind of thing.
Yeah, the last straw. I mean, sometimes people resort to violence because...
Oh, yeah. You know. So resort 같은 경우에는 다른 옵션이 없을 때 약간 최후의 수단으로 이거 무엇 무엇을 하게 됐다라는 표현으로 사용이 되고요. Resort to violence 같은 경우에는 폭력을 사용하게 되었다. 어쩔 수 없이 약간 이런 의미로 사용이 됩니다. In the fourth paragraph, this is what we all should strive to be, isn't it? Like, I really try to live as a law-abiding citizen. So law-abiding, when you abide by something, it means you respect it. And when it's law-abiding, it means...
You are keeping to the law.
Right.
So you are faithful to the law. You hear, you see these three words together quite often, law-abiding citizen.
Right.
Yeah, that's
they come
very,
together, yeah.
More than law-abiding person or something else, it's usually law-abiding citizen.
Okay, yeah. So Paul says that, you know, you should just remember this as one block, law-abiding citizen, because they are the word, phrase that people use a lot. But, you know, sometimes being a law-abiding citizen can be more difficult than you think. Like jaywalking, for instance,
yes.
isn't really necessarily law-abiding. So it's not just about, you know, like felonies. But anyways, moving on. I don't want to brag, go on and on about not law-abiding I am or not. Anyways, in the fifth paragraph, there was no particular word that I wanted to highlight. Just put this quote here to let the story flow better.
So when you say I'm not a fan of something, I think maybe something to point out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, no one's a fan of illegal parking, but it's a kind of a negative expression that means he doesn't like it. He dislikes illegal parking.
Like a beating around the bush kind of way of saying.
Yeah, it's an understatement.
Not my cup of tea kind of thing.
So
yeah, I'm not a fan of 영어에서 잘 쓰는 표현인데요. 나는 그걸 별로 안 좋아한다를 돌려서 말하는 방식입니다. So Paul will read this story for the second time.
Illegally parked cars wreak havoc for drivers in Seoul. Paying fines for illegal parking has become a habit for Lee Hyung-seok, a 34-year-old office worker based in Junggu, central Seoul, where finding a parking spot by his workplace is nearly impossible on most days. Driving to and from his workplace, where designated parking space is not guaranteed, he spends most weekday mornings driving around every corner of the block trying to locate a spot that would be able to house his four-door sedan for 8 hours. He has cash waiting in his pocket, waiting to pay for whatever space he finds. But on some days, he just can't, eventually resorting to parking anywhere and taking the risk of paying the fine if a bill finds its way into his mailbox. I really try to live as a law-abiding citizen and a diligent employee who doesn't come late to work. But if I can't find a parking space in the morning, I have to give up on one of these two goals, said Lee. I'm not a fan of illegal parking, and I'm sure most people feel the same way. But what other choice do I have when I just can't find anywhere to park?
So yeah, we had milk-scented body wash and then illegal parking. We tackled those two big issues today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Paul, do you have any comments for the listeners?
No, I hope nobody bought the body wash thinking it was milk.
Hopefully not.
It would be very disappointing if you put that in your coffee. And
yeah, and it's funny, but you know, if you just live alone and you are a very old person, you know, it can be not funny. I mean, I can see that being a bit of a problem. So,
or young children too.
And even if you are aware of this, if you live with your family, someone might, you know, confuse this with actual work. So that is what's been going on in Korea. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you at the same time next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.